the single people. We know it can be hard to date these days. It used to be easier before this pandemic, right? You at least felt there was a chance serendipity could strike at a bar or a coffee shop. Well, our next guest says hope is not lost. You can still find someone. There is still a dating scene. You just have to know how to navigate it. Damona Hoffman is a certified dating coach and host of the Dates and Mates podcast, and she joins us now. Welcome, Damona.
No, thank you for having me. I'm ready to spread some hope. Valentine's Day is coming.
I know. Spread some hope, girl. Okay. You are a dating coach. You've heard the nightmares people are having these days, specifically with dating apps. The big one is that there's so much choice that if your goal is to settle down, it's kind of hard to navigate the weeds, so to speak, to find a person that's aligned with you. But you have a formula you recommend, and it's called the 3 C's. Can you explain what those are?
The 3 C's are your must-have profile photos. You have to have color, and that's psychological. It's getting that person to stop and pay attention and actually go deeper into your profile to read more about you and see your other photos. It's context, telling your life story visually through your photos. You know, we ain't got a lot of time. We're living this Instagram life, so people make their decisions very quickly. Between 5 and 7 seconds is all they give you for the amount of time to decide if they want to match or not. And then you have to have that 3rd C, which is character. That's the one most people miss. And that's really showing your personality through your profile, too.
Oh, this is all interesting because it's very visual, as you said. But there is one tip of yours that really got me, and it's forget the spark. Listen, if there is one piece of advice from our chat that people need to hear, it is really this one. You say a spark is not an indication that you and a person are a match. How can this be, Damona? I mean, what else do we go by?
It actually can be a negative thing to follow the spark, because what we're reacting to there is chemical. It's those initial butterflies. It's not the deeper stuff that really makes you bonded to a person. And the factors of long-term compatibility that I see in my successful long-term relationship clients are understanding that you have the same values, goals for the future, communication style and conflict resolution and mutual respect. And you can't tell that from a photo, and you certainly can't tell that on a first date.
Because spark can be built. You're saying as you become more aligned with someone, as you get to know them, the building of attraction can happen. It's not always just that first meeting, that first photo that you might see on an app.
It has to build. It has to build. I've been with my husband for 17 years, and I'm more curious about him now than I even was when we first met. And we are so much more bonded, even going through the pandemic. And that's what I want for all of my clients, and why I tell them to lead with curiosity on those first few dates, not with chemistry, but at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what am I still curious to know about this person? And would I be able to discover more if we spent one more date together? Not playing all the way ahead to marriage and what this happy ending is down the road, but just what's that next step?
What is that next step? Okay, so Valentine's Day, as you said, is this Sunday. It really is a dreaded holiday. It's not even a holiday. I don't even know what you would call it. But for so many people, there's a lot of pressure around it to celebrate it. You're actually encouraging singles to turn it into an extra special self-care Sunday. What tips do you have for that?
Oh, there are so many ways to honor yourself. And really, whether you're single or in a relationship, if you are coming to the table as a whole person who feels like their needs are getting met by themselves, then that gives you more to offer the other person rather than feeling like you're coming from a deficit of needing someone to complete you. So there's so many ways that you can honor yourself, and it's different for everyone. I love music. That really elevates my mood. I also love exercise. So my Peloton bike is my best friend because I get both of those needs met. Also community. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not in a relationship right now, if you can be in community, even virtually, with people that you love this Valentine's Day, that will remind you of the true reason for the season. And it's just to celebrate love in all forms.
Oh, I love that. And that could work for couples too, because, you know, there'll be no fancy restaurant dinners or shows or stuff like that. I mean, you could spin it as a time to connect maybe on Zoom or something with the people you love.
That's exactly what I'm doing, actually, with 2 other couples that we are friends with. My husband and I are doing a virtual escape room, which might not sound sexy, but I'll tell you,
that sounds fun.
It's fun. And I mean, one, you have to be able to laugh and have fun with your partner, but also the problem-solving element can make you feel more bonded to someone because you have to communicate and work together to find a way out. So I'm really looking forward to spending my Valentine's Day that way.
Damona Hoffman is a certified dating coach and host of the Dates and Mates podcast. Thank you so much, Damona, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Same to you, Tanya.
And we want to know about your dating experiences in this pandemic. What's worked? What hasn't? Share your stories with us at hereandnow.org, or you can leave us a voice message at 617-358-0397.